USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The GOP nominee for Senator of Pennsylvania is the celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His opponent, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick, conceded to Oz on Friday. He said it became clear to him that Oz would be the nominee with the recount largely completed. Oz will go on to face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the fall. Fetterman has been off the campaign trail in recent weeks after suffering a stroke. He said on Friday that he almost died and urged people to not ignore doctor's orders. A change in view will mean a change in jobs for a Republican congressman. New York's Chris Jacobs says he will not run for a second term. He broke from his party when he announced that he would support an assault weapons ban. Jacobs told the Buffalo News that the mass shooting in Texas and a racially motivated shooting at a Buffalo grocery store changed his stance. That prompted every elected GOP leader who endorsed his re-election bid to withdraw their support. Jacobs also lost the backing of the Republican and conservative parties in the Empire State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Ann Turner Cook was the original Gerber baby. The company announced on Instagram Friday that she has died. Cook, born in 1926, was only a few months old when an artist and neighbor sketched her face in charcoal. In 1928, Gerber held a contest to find a face to represent a baby food ad campaign. The neighbor, Dorothy Hope Smith, entered her sketch, noting that she would finish if she won. Cook's identity was kept secret until 1978. Gerber adopted it as their official trademark in 1991. Ann Turner Cook was 95. The nation's highest court is about to wrap up business for the current year.
The Supreme Court will issue new draft opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a decades-old decision which legalized abortion. An illegally leaked draft opinion last month indicated a majority of the justices were ready to overturn Roe. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Boy Scouts are selling off a number of campgrounds as it deals with the financial strain of lawsuits from victims of child sex abuse. A proposed $2.6 billion bankruptcy settlement is designed to pay thousands of victims. That's adding pressure to the organization that has been dealing with declining enrollment for years. The Scouts and their local councils have been cashing in on their holdings, including properties where some of the abuse took place. Developers have bought some. Preservationists hope they could be preserved as open space. That's grabbing the attention of lawmakers. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.